If you look closely at how governments mostly formulate and enact legislation, you'll find that it's largely reactive. Someone does something we don't like, so we make a law against it. Fixed. Or is it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Despite all the laws we have on the books, despite all the new ones we trot out each year in response to the evil being perpetrated out there, evil has never been more rampant than it is today. There have never been more slaves in the world than there are today. There's never been more domestic violence. There's never been more child abuse. The schemes to defraud people of their money have never been as high-tech or sophisticated as they are today. What is going on? Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. The law was without power because it was made weak by our sinful selves. But God did what the law couldn't do. He sent his own Son to earth with the same human life that everyone else uses for sin. God sent him to be an offering to pay for sin. So God used a human life to destroy sin. He did this so that we could be right, just as the law said we must be. Now we don't live following our sinful selves. We live following the Spirit. Look, you can never create enough laws to control evil because evil doesn't obey laws. That's the problem. The solution? God sent Jesus to be an offering for our sin. He used his life to destroy our sin, to forgive us, and to give us a right standing before him so that we could live in freedom. The law can't do that for you. Only Jesus can. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And if you'd like more of his freedom, if you'd like to become all that he made you to be, then I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.